You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Phil Lizitza, founder and president of 2Point, a data conversion company in the healthcare IT space. Phil founded the Chicago-based company in 1990 and has been helping pharmacies, practice management groups, and hospitals across the country manage patient and other sensitive data since that time. Phil, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you bet. So first of all, 2Point has a very niche business where you basically migrate patient data from old systems that are being replaced with new ones at hospitals and pharmacies. Is this something that you always wanted to do? And if so, how did 2Point come about?
It's really not. It's a funny question. First of all, we don't just migrate. We do data archiving. We do a lot of things to do with data, anything to do with moving data around. But I started out as a scientist, actually. I spent most of my life studying to be a scientist, and I got to the point where I was doing cellular physiology, and I didn't like the blood part. I killed a lot of animals, really, in research, and it just wasn't for me. But this field is really very similar, and it doesn't seem like it is, but it's problem solving. It's application of the scientific method to things built by man, and it's a lot of fun. And I didn't think this is where I would end up, but I love doing it, actually. I got into it because I was in lab, and again, I wasn't happy, and my dad owned a pharmacy, and he wanted to move data, and he said, "Hey, Phil, can you do it?" And I gave it a shot, and I made it work, and the owner of the system that he was moving to said, "Hey, you want to do that again?" And I said, "Sure," and I left lab. I started a company. And I started doing that for them, and that's, you know, a long time ago now, and just trying to make it work. And again, I love what I do. It's problem solving. It's figuring things out. It's being Sherlock Holmes sometimes. It's a lot of fun.
Now, how is this latest trend where companies and organizations now have tons and tons of data, big data, affected your business or the data conversion industry in general?
That's a good question. We've been dealing with big data really for a long time. I wrote a white paper in 2005 for a now-defunct Eckerd Pharmacy. It's affected us a lot because there's a lot more interest in doing the kind of thing that we do. We get a lot of contracts to build data warehouses, to collect data from, you know, hundreds, thousands of locations, consolidate it all together or migrate it all together. It's a great thing for us. We have a lot of interest in the tools that we have and stuff like that. I think it's a great thing. I think there's a lot of, you know, value in it. I think it's good that people are thinking about it now.
What other issues or trends within your healthcare IT industry have direct or indirect impact on regular consumers?
That's a good question. I think there's a lot of consolidation, mergers and acquisitions right now. I mean, obviously every industry goes through that. I've seen cycle after cycle of that, and especially in pharmacy. But there's a lot of consolidation, particularly in hospitals right now. I think that's because of a lot of reasons. One is Obamacare is a reason. Just changes in insurance is a reason. There's a lot of economies of scale that come with that. But all these little independent clinics or smaller hospitals are all joining larger hospital groups. And the same thing is happening in pharmacy. There's chains going around the country buying up independent pharmacies. And the average consumer probably wouldn't see a difference in their regular healthcare experience, if you will. Maybe just a different sign on the door. But the truth is, in the back end, what's going on is they're getting all, like you said, they're getting all this data together in large databases for analytics. And I think there's a lot going on with analyzing that, and not just in a business intelligence way, which is cool, but there's a lot going on with analyzing healthcare delivery in total, in finding trends and outcomes and analyzing the data to find things that really improve, like, day-to-day outcomes in healthcare. I think part of it is efficiency of delivery, but part of it, too, is it's like a serendipitous discovering of patterns or whatever. There's a lot of that going on, and I think it's gonna make the whole country healthier. I think drug companies are looking at this, too, as far as tracking in the real world, millions of people. They don't have the ability to do that, or they didn't. And, again, I think it makes everyone healthier.
Today we are joined by Phil Lazitza, founder and president of 2Point, a data conversion company in the healthcare IT space here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Phil, how is 2Point addressing those issues in that it relates to consumers, specifically their healthcare or perhaps their private information or both?
Obviously, we are working with a lot of different organizations to help them put these big databases together. A lot of people, obviously, like you said, are interested in this big data, NoSQL type of stuff. Certainly, privacy is a concern. Everything we do is geared around that. And there have been so many breaches that everybody has become very sensitive to security. I think that's a good thing. I mean, it's not good that there's breaches, but that there's an awareness now that computer security is important. But, you know, we engage every day in consolidating data, moving data around, combining data. We're doing a lot of that, actually. So I think it's very exciting. I love going to work every day. I put together these big projects and, you know, it's fun.
Certainly in the right place at the right time, without a question. Lastly, what advice would you give young entrepreneurs looking at the entrepreneur aspect of things, especially software engineers like yourself who are looking to get into the data migration space or in any B2B industry? What should be the biggest priority?
I mean, I'm sure a lot of people come on here and say, you know, believe in yourself, all these sort of cliches, and it doesn't make them not true for being cliches. But I've seen a lot of people try to start businesses, and I think the biggest mistake that people make is to not commit enough, to not really, you know, sort of go all in. I mean, if you're going to start a business, it's going to affect every aspect of your life, and trying to cut corners or hedge or not take on risk that you reasonably could take on is just a slow death instead of a quick death. I think you have to really, really commit. I think you have to look at the maximum that you can give and not, you know, borrow less than you need to borrow to make it work, or take a cheaper place when you could afford a better walkthrough or a more visible place, you know, in the case of a restaurant, for example. I see a lot of people who try to, like, manage their risk or try to hedge. And I think that's a colossal blunder. Starting a business is going to take over your life in a good way and in a bad. It's going to permeate every aspect of your life, and so you have to do whatever you can do to make it work. That's one thing. I think another thing is get it in writing. If you're starting a business and you're starting a business with partners, you need to lay out at the beginning what the terms are. It can't be a handshake deal. Seen a lot of that happen too, where, you know, people go into it as friends, they start a business, and then everything's fine for a while, but once it starts being real money, there's real argument about who owns what or who's owed what or whatever, and you just don't want that. You need to have that all laid out in advance and in writing. So when you get to the point where the business is successful, everybody knows where they stand. Everybody knows, you know, what's going on. I think that's really important. These are things I've seen people do wrong, and it's just, it never ends well. So
certainly some sound advice. Certainly appreciate your taking a moment to be with us. Get us up to date on 2Point, the healthcare IT industry. And also some good advice for business owners listening in today. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about 2Point online and how they can be in touch.
Our web address is www.2point.com or 800-276-4689. And you could ask for Phil, actually.
Well, Phil, thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. All the best to you and the company.
Thank you very much.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Phil Lazitza, founder and president of TuePoint, a data conversion company in the healthcare IT space. And once again, the website of reference is TuePoint.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.